The anti-government protest movement has drawn thousands of supporters in trying to rid Thailand's politics of loyalists to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a 2006 coup. Protest leader Suthep Teaksuban says to remove corrupt elements, they have to first stop elections and appoint a new ruling council to push through political reforms. But even some protesters are uneasy about blocking the democratic process.
Every time I have an election, I join the vote. But select the good people, the right people, and ethical people.
A small group of white-dressed demonstrators have been holding regular candlelit rallies, asking the anti-government protesters to respect their vote. Phiong Penn agrees that political reforms are needed, but says stopping the election is not the right way to improve things.
It means that I think so. We have to elect it first, and after we got some people from election, then we can reform. But if you reform before the election, it means that Khun Suthep will select a group of people by themselves. It's not from all over the country. It means that not every people in this country accept the group that the Mr. Khun Suthep selected. So if in that way, it will be a lot of problem.
The United States has criticized protesters for blocking Sunday's advance voting in parts of Bangkok and the South, calling it a violation of their universal rights. But as Thailand's political divide deepens, analyst Thitinan Pongsatirak says elections alone will not solve the country's problems.
Polls are not going to resolve this crisis. Somehow there has to be some agreement, with or without the polls, what needs to be done in order to regain some kind of consensus or agreement in moving forward. Otherwise, the poll is going to be another day of crisis, and it will lead to more crises.
With less than a week to go before Sunday's polls, there remain few signs of a resolution to break the political impasse. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Bangkok.